This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. And the retirement tour officially begins. Oh, I got phone calls yesterday. I got text messages. My wife said, "Are you retiring?" I go, "In 4.5 years." She goes, "Well, why would you announce it?" I said, "I was announcing a contract extension. I signed a new contract with iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and Peacock." That's not breaking news.
Oh, that's funny. Did you say that yesterday?
I signed a new contract.
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember that part of the story at all.
Yeah, you just heard the retirement part of it. Yeah. But I signed a new contract, so it was a contract extension and therein a retirement tour. Yes, Eden. Or, Paul.
But the way you delivered it yesterday, like Seton said, was much more like, "I'm announcing that this show and your career is going to end, as a radio host at least, in 4.5 years. You could have turned it in a positive direction, like, "Guys, 4.5 more years. Let's go, let's go." Hmm. And people would have covered it completely differently.
But then you would have asked, knowing you, "Well, what happens in 4.5 years?
I think Fritzy would have asked.
Yes. Oh, Fritzy constantly asking how long I'm going to do this.
You seemed quite specific yesterday to go along with what Seton was saying. Yes. I think Christmas Eve 2027, that'll be the last show.
This is the last contract I'm going to sign, and therefore the retirement tour officially starts.
I'm very happy with how definitive you're being.
Yes.
Very happy.
Yeah. That's it.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It finally gives us all the ability to plan our lives to a degree.
Because this isn't going to be a... You didn't tell me. Hey, are you retiring for good?
I feel like I have 4 years.
You do.
To make something of myself now.
but I don't want you to go all McLovin, because McLovin all of a sudden didn't want to be McLovin. He wanted to be Andrew Perloff.
I want to be Citone.
Yes, I don't want you to clean up your act.
Yeah,
don't
have to worry about that. I probably won't be able to clean up my act. I'm just going to have to figure out, you know, like a real adult life, career.
You've been given a heads up to make something of your life over the next 4.5 years.
What could go wrong?
Yes, Marvin.
Wait, so I got to come up with like a resume?
Yeah.
Go to a job interview? So, Marvin, what did you do as a Danette?
Danette? A Danette.
Yeah.
What was that, a Danette?
What? Yes, Todd.
But even if we all update our resumes now, what jobs can you apply to 4.5 years out? They don't even know. How do you,
If you get a job over the next 4.5 years, and you want to take it, you can.
Wow.
Someone says, "We would love to hire you starting January of 2028. Come on in, let's chat."
Yes, yes, Eden.
Do you think that in 4.5 years, this fivesome is intact? On December 24th, 2027? Do you think that
Are we all together?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Well, it's a long time. We've been together a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah. I hope we stay together, but I got to be fair to the surroundings, understand everybody's lives, where they want to be, what they want to do. You got families, wives, kids. I get that. Yeah.
Someone else could retire before you.
Ooh.
I mean, we no one else has announced their retirement, but someone else on the crew could announce their retirement. And
I feel like that's either you, Paul, or Todd, because I haven't planned 1 ounce for my future.
I was going to say that's very understanding of you, but if you had to pick one, who do you think is the one that, of the four that you don't see here Christmas Eve 2027?
Probably Paulie. He's got other things, so I can understand that. Not you. I think you would be here for the long haul. I think Seton would, and I think Marv would as well. But I'm optimistic that everybody stays together. I love that the one quote that kind of was polled yesterday.
Here we go.
I want to make sure as a
sure you do.
Journalist, I get this right. Let's see, 2027, that's when the microphone gets turned off for the final time. I'm going to take my hairpiece, and I'm going to give it to Fritzy.
Everything that was said yesterday about me being bald and you giving me your hairpiece, that had to get
that
into
one, it's. I've seen that on social media or on news articles all over the place.
I know. I love that
Lester
one.
Holt, I think, finished up his broadcast with, and he's giving his hair to Fritzy.
Yeah, and a final note here on the nightly news.
I'm worried, though, that people who maybe are casual sports fans or sports media fans think that you have a hairpiece. So we would like to issue a correction, a clarification.
You don't need to.
I know. I just want to be careful.
You don't just have a hairpiece. Yeah. You have the best one in the
Thank
business.
Thank you. Thank you.
Part of my job is to protect the hair. It's in my contract.
Oh, there's some people I've worked with who have pretty good hairpieces.
Whoa.
Why do you got to open up that can?
That's a final show.
Yes, Marvin.
The last show is going to be phenomenal.
No guest last show.
You won't have any, trust me.
At what point in the next 4 years do guests start saying goodbye? Do we have a big party at the end of this? Do we have like a banquet?
No,
do we rent out a Knights of Columbus? And
well, it's going to be Christmas Eve Knights when we say goodbye. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's
like
all
a
the
VFW.
Yeah, dude, all of the fancy things were growing up was like, oh, wow, it's a party at the Knights of the KFC? Ooh,
cabbage roll.
Whoa, dude, it's at the VFW? Oh, they're really going big.
A nice Chinese restaurant. That's the only thing that's going to be open Christmas Eve, so we should start booking that in advance.
That's like a Christmas Story where they have their meal.
Dude, your Christmas party that year is going to be off the hook.
Yep. Yeah. But we got a lot of time here to prepare. And I did have a couple of people saying, what are you retiring from? And I said, domination. You know, I think it's time to step down and let somebody younger get in the chair.
You know, that is a pet peeve of, I think, all of ours. I would love, just feel free, anyone who says that, come do 15 hours of live radio a week.
Yeah, there are actually a couple people in the business who sent those texts yesterday.
Feel free.
What are you retiring from? A job that you can't do as well as I do.
No, you don't need to say that.
But you don't need to say as well as I do. A job, I've been working here a long time, and I've seen some people step into a three-hour chair, and they burn all their stories in the first segment.
Yeah.
And they're just, they're
the panic.
They look like they're war criminals. You know, they're just like, oh, what do we do?
I don't
know.
What
do I do?
So the contract extension, maybe I left that out yesterday. And just letting you know that it's a contract extension. So it's good news. But then also, I'm going to retire at the end of that contract extension. Yes, Marv.
You failed to mention our world tour.
Yeah, buddy. Bucket list.
Okay. Well, I'm leaving that up to Seton. Seton is going to be the, he's Captain Steubing.
Heck yeah.
He's going to pilot the love boat here.
Yeah.
As we have certain things. And people did reach out, very, very generous, saying, you got to do this before you retire with the show.
He took copious notes yesterday, Seton. He was writing down like 20 different places that we could all go to. He's all over it.
Yeah, Seton.
What are the things that they said? You have to share that
just
with me.
I will, but I don't want to do it publicly.
Okay.
I'll do it privately and let you know. Some people reached out and very generous offers that if we wanted to go certain places at certain times and do certain things.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
And if you guys are willing to go skydiving, then who would go skydiving?
I think I would. Well, I got
Hollywood.
I got to ask my family. I got it. Yeah, they get in the way of everything.
Okay.
As soon as I found out that I was having a child, there were a bunch of things that I immediately checked off as like, well, I guess I'm never doing that. And skydiving was one of them.
Okay. We were invited to go skydiving.
by the person who wants to replace you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Nick Wright said, I'm going to pay for you skydiving.
You guys should go running with the Bulls.
Yeah. Oh,
you guys should go running with the Bulls.
I know. We did get an invitation to run with the Bulls.
That should be high on the list of things to go do.
Well, okay. When do we run with the Bulls? Because I'm assuming I'm going to lose Fritzy. Because you only have to be faster than the slowest guy in the group.
I don't think I'll get like six steps before I get trampled in a horn.
Why don't we cover the running of the Bulls and do our show from a nice balcony?
But don't you want to run with the Bulls?
I'm usually team Bull, got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're rooting for, I am too.
I actually hate running of the Bulls, but I would go. But I do, I am very much team Bull and enjoy the carnage.
Yeah, I do root for the Bull.
Got to admit.
And then bullfighting, I root for the Bull as well.
It never works out for the Bull, but
yeah. No matter how well he doesn't do well at the very
end. You're anti-Matador? I didn't know that till today.
No, I'm pro-Bull, not anti-Matador. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Operator Tyler sitting by taking your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Yes, Paul.
Someone just emailed me. What if Fox Sports Radio and Peacock try to franchise tag you at the end of 4.5 years?
Well, I might sit out. I might have to do a Saquon Barkley. Here's Saquon Barkley on the Money Matters podcast on his situation with the Giants.
I have no worry about going on a football field and knowing that I'm not playing for my worth or saying if I have to play under, because this is my leverage. My leverage is I can say F you to the Giants. I can say F you to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down. That's a play I can use. Anybody knows me knows that's not something I want to do. But like, it's something that has something that crossed my mind. It's like, I never thought I would ever do that. But like, now I'm at a point where it's like, Jesus, like I might have to take it to this level. And like, am I willing? Am I prepared to take it to the level? I don't know.
Okay. I don't see him holding out. You're going to lose money if you hold out, because what are the Giants going to do? What if the Giants did this? Let's say Saquon Barkley wants to hold out and the Giants go, okay, we're going to bring in Dalvin Cook and we're going to pay Dalvin Cook $7 million a year, 3-year deal. Throw out the numbers, whatever they are, because if I look at the numbers for Dalvin Cook, what he's done over, I think, 6 years? He has rushed for 5,600 yards, 211 catches. He's missed 12 games due to injury. Saquon, in 5 years, 4,200 yards, 247 catches, and he's missed 20 games due to injury. Do I want Saquon over Dalvin Cook? I do. But you're going to force the Giants then to do something. And then you're going to lose money with every game that you hold out. And the Giants are going to franchise tag you probably next year. I understand this. Everybody has got this crusade with running backs. There's nothing you could do. The running backs have to look at the Players Association and go, did anybody think that we were going to be held in a vacuum here with our salaries and we're in line with punters? No, but you collectively bargained this. This is the Players Association, and this is the situation. You have to evolve. I look at remember the tight end position was basically you blocked, and occasionally you'd catch a pass or two. The position evolved. The running back position has to evolve to maybe allow you to be compensated for the wear and tear on your body. But you sign up for this. This is the one of the glamour positions. You get to carry the ball, touch the ball more than anybody except for the quarterback. Saquon Barkley, endorsement deals. You're playing in New York. I mean, cash in on those things. But you're going to get franchised next year. If you're good this year, you'll get franchised next year. I mean, that's just business. And we would have thought that Saquon Barkley was going to be the running back who would then change the market. But it didn't happen. Like McCaffrey got paid. Alvin Kamara got paid. If you look, now you want somebody who could be really upset? Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry might be the most underpaid athlete in all of sports. He has made $42 million in his career. Chase Daniel, backup quarterback, hasn't played in a meaningful game in his career, has made $42 million. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Derrick Henry is the Titans. He's been the Titans. He propped Ryan Tannehill's career back up. When you think of one guy and what he means to a team, other than Patrick Mahomes, you know, when Derrick Henry was being Derrick Henry running for 1,800 yards, there was nobody more important to their team because they played defense, they ran the ball, and then Ryan Tannehill would complete a couple of passes. That was their game plan. It might still be their game plan. But Derrick Henry got underpaid. And you would have thought he would have been literally the battering ram who was going to open up the, you know, the paychecks here for running backs. And it didn't happen. He didn't threaten to hold out. I don't think it helps Saquon Barkley to hold out or Josh Jacobs. You would like to see them compensated. But, I mean, Let's say catchers in Major League Baseball, if we looked at them and they go, man, they're underpaid and look at the beating they take. Well, nobody's going to take up the crusade and go, catchers need to be paid. Well, they take a beating. You know, shortstops are making more. Yeah, okay. But we're doing that with the running back position because of nostalgia. Oh, Jim Brown. Oh, you got Eric Dickerson. O.J. Simpson. You know, Barry Sanders. Emmitt Smith. Yes. They were all glamour running backs. It was the marquee position. What about linebackers? Oh, Dick Butkus. You got Ray Nitschke. You got Ray Lewis. Mike Singletary. What about now? Nobody's, you know, on a crusade for middle linebackers. They had to evolve. So Micah Parsons is not a middle linebacker. Now he's a linebacking edge rusher. Yes, he
Ryan Tannehill career salary?
Oh boy!
Especially if you're just putting it in context
might
of
well,
Derrick Henry,
might as well 142.
Oh, buddy, that he would scoff at that.
That's in the sofa cushion.
In the year 2020, he made almost. He was just shy of Derrick Henry's.
Oh, God, that's got to be
career
crushing.
Total.
You imagine
Ryan
every
Tannehill.
Time he hands the ball to you, you're going,
cha-ching, yeah. Cha-ching. $169 million.
Okay. All right. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, you mentioned the linebacker position. It is so devalued lately. Remember Roquan Smith, the great linebacker in Chicago? All he did was play well for the Bears his first 4 years. All he did was make Pro Bowls. I think He was an All-Pro his last year. That means he did exactly what he was drafted to do, and they said, nah, we're not paying that. We'll send him over to Baltimore. We got good years out of him. Can't do it at that position.
This hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. We'll get to phone calls. We'll settle on our poll question here as the retirement tour officially is underway. How long before we get tired of that? Maybe you're already tired of that. And I do apologize that if it sounded like I was making more of the retirement than I was. The contract extension is really what that was all about.
Patrick retracts retirement statement?
No, I'm still retiring.
Hairdo back for more?
Yeah.
The way that you've done this story now is yesterday you were retiring, today you resigned.
Yes.
That's essentially the way that you just did this.
Yeah.
Was that a ploy? Is that a tactic yesterday to get a new contract in retirement? You essentially said you were going to hold out, and then management caved.
How about we take a break here? We'll come back on the Dan Patrick Show right after this. GetRefunds.com. I've told you about them, and I hope you take them up on their offer to help you. It's called the ERC, the Employee Retention Credit. If you own a business with more than 4 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. The ERC is a tax credit. It's not a loan. It's designed to let eligible business owners direct the refund money into anything the business needs to grow. So it's up to you. Innovation Refunds has a team of independent tax attorneys, and they help file your small business's ERC tax return. You could receive money that you can use to improve your business however you see fit. Yeah, some examples, one paid bonuses with it, another bought new freezers, one opened a new store, a church even renovated their chapel with the ERC money. Go to innovationrefunds.com and see if you qualify. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Time to come up with a poll question for today, at least the first hours. NFL owners are in Minnesota today to formally vote on and approve Josh Harris and his group as the new owners of the Washington Commanders. The vote should take place this afternoon, and then Josh Harris would officially take over for Dan Snyder. Hope the NFL continues to do their investigation and give the results to us, make sure that they don't stop just because Daniel Snyder is no longer going to be the owner of the Washington Commanders.
I thought you were making a joke.
No, I think they do an investigation, and let's see what the investigation is. Let's see. Seton, what do you have for me?
You know what, Dan? It's not what I have for you. It's what the T-O-double-D has.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Passive-aggressive. Todd.
Passive-aggressive poll question. You can only watch one this weekend: Women's World Cup, the Open Championship, Major League Baseball action, old Friends episodes, old Seinfeld episodes. You can only watch one all weekend long.
So somebody's making fun of the Women's World Cup, the Open Championship, and Major League
Baseball. Not necessarily. Yes. Some people love soccer. Some people love baseball. Some people
why
love golf.
Couldn't
some
you
people
just,
don't like any of them.
Todd, why couldn't you have just put Women's World Cup, the Open Championship, or Major League Baseball?
Because I thought that there should be some other options just in case you just don't want to see soccer, golf, or baseball.
Being sarcastic.
It would be a little bit.
It feels like there's sarcasm in there.
It doesn't mean to take a shot at any of those things.
What's the other one you have, Todd?
Should a boxer flashing the crowd in celebration be banned from fighting in the final? I'd have to give some background for those of you not familiar with the story. And the options are? Absolutely, there's no place for that.
Well, you were going to give some background.
Oh, there's a woman named Daniela Hemsley who won a semifinal boxing match, and she's supposed to fight in the final, but she's an OnlyFans adult entertainer, and I guess going along with that, she decided to celebrate winning. She flashed the crowd and showed her chest, and some people were upset with that enough to say she is banned from competing in the final because she did
all
that.
Right. Yes, Paul.
This is by far the hardest Fritzy has ever pitched a story in recent history on Dan Patrick. He pitched it last night. He pitched it this morning, and he's pitching it
again. I did. I sent Paulie like three texts around midnight.
It's ironic that this is the story to get your interest in action.
Yeah.
But the choices would be, absolutely, there's no place for that. Definitely not. She should be allowed to fight. Not only should she be allowed to fight, but they should automatically declare her champion. So I guess I'm kind of pro-flashing if you pick the third one.
Okay. How about we accomplish both? Why doesn't OnlyFans have a boxing match that if you want to flash or not have a top on, then you can?
Because I don't know how many adult entertainers want to box.
But nobody
just happens to be both.
But nobody cares about this woman or this boxing match.
Oh, I disagree. I'm kidding.
Is it real boxing? Is it like sanctioned boxing or is it some type of weird league?
No, I think it's sanctioned.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked like,
Kingpin Boxing, spelled K-N-G-P-Y-N.
Oh, boy.
I know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody would care about this, talk about this. She wanted to get publicity. She got it.
She said she got approval from the promoters or the promotion, so she got overexcited, so why not, is her quote.
Wait, she got approval
She's saying
do this?
She got approval, but a statement from Boxing, from Kingpin. As we strive to bring fans the best influencer boxing events possible, we accept that Saturday's post-fight incident may have offended some viewers and appreciate that this incident didn't meet the standards expected from Kingpin Fight Night.
I like that we have standards in boxing. You know, it's one of the dirtiest sports in history.
That's not the Kingpin boxing I grew up
on. Exactly. No.
Someone had to say it. Thank you, Paul.
P-Y-N.
Anything else that you have for me, passive-aggressive time?
Who should clean up NIL practices? Because that's been in the news in Congress, and what are they going to do? The NCAA? Federal government? Individual schools should deal with it. No one. Leave it alone.
Well, you had grown-ups who let it get out of the building, and now they're asking the government, you know, can Congress help us here with name, image, and likeness? Good luck. Good luck. Not going to weigh anytime soon, and I'm hoping the federal government has some other things to worry about, but you know, you had chancellors and presidents and coaches and athletic directors, and nobody saw this coming. Remember, how many of these players are going to get paid? Well, and nobody's going to pay for defensive linemen or yes, and why wouldn't you? Those are the cornerstones of Georgia's football. They have great defensive line there. So why wouldn't, Texas A&M or Alabama go out and get these great defensive linemen? It's not just quarterbacks or wide receivers or running backs. Yes, Paul.
I don't see how this could be regulated unless there's a regulation of just the paperwork and the taxes and stuff like this. Because of Caleb Williams at USC, I don't think you could put a salary cap on how much he gets from marketing money and endorsers because that would be really unfair to him. Whatever, if blank wants to pay them, they should pay them. And are they going to say that each team's allowed a certain amount of NIL endorsements on their roster? I don't know how they would do that either.
Unless you say to the collectives, this is what you have to pay or this is what you have to spend each year. And then you decide that you have, we're going to make it a salary cap.
Oh, so each team has a collective that bargains NIL deals and they have a ceiling and a floor.
I guess.
That makes more sense.
I mean, you got $25 million to spend. Do you want to spend it $10 million on your quarterback? Do you want to spread it out? Do you want to get that wide receiver? You got somebody in the transfer portal. I'm guessing that might be, maybe that's a solution. I don't know. But I haven't really focused on that because it was something that nobody was looking at when it first started. And I go, this is, you can spread, let's say I'm a billionaire. I got $50 million I'm going to spend on my alma mater. What do I get for $50 million? I get a lot. And I can get offensive linemen. I can get running backs. I can get defense. I can get a lot of things for $50 million. Why wouldn't you do that? Let's say, you know, if T. Boone Pickens was still alive at Oklahoma State, wouldn't you just say, here's $50 million. I'm going to give that to you. Use it however you want to because everything's above board now. I would. If I wanted my alma mater to be in competition for playoff money, why wouldn't I do that? It's $50 million to a billionaire. Who cares? Yes, Marv.
No, I'm with you completely.
Yeah. I just think that this is where we are. And there's a whole lot more money out there. A whole lot more money out there than you realize. Yes, Eden.
Did you see where Deion Sanders posted a video of him with his son in the new Maybach or whatever that his son just bought with his NIL money?
Oh.
That's like, I think the starting price is like $200,000 or something. Where? That gets to be a tricky situation.
If you could get a Maybach at Colorado, what's happening down in the SEC?
But let's say he got $1 million. Okay, he spent $200,000 on a car. He's already got his education paid for. This is something he gets to drive around for a year.
But see, to me, the problem is that, so did Coach make sure that son got that money? Or how does that work out?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, his dad is putting him in as the starting starting quarterback.
Or, yeah,
and now he's also getting at least $200,000 in NIL money. How does that work in the locker room?
Well, we've seen how Deion works in the locker room, and if you don't like it, there's the door. I don't think anybody's going to question that Deion. Money got filtered to his son. Yeah, Marv.
I'm just ready for Ole Miss or Vanderbilt or Mississippi State to make a real push. Like, oh, they're in the playoff hunt now?
Well, there's a couple. Like, Arizona State has signed quite a few 5-stars. And that's where, you know, you go like, whoa, Arizona State. Now, it doesn't mean they're doing anything illegal. I'm just saying they might be deciding to spend. And you're going to go out and get a couple of these marquee players. Yeah, Marv.
And does that put coaches on the hot seat? Say, like a Jimbo Fisher. They put a lot of money in NIL to get top-notch players. And if you don't deliver, we got to let you go.
I would think he would be on a warm seat there, but I think he signed a long-term contract. What was it, a 10-year deal? It just, they failed miserably. After what happened last year at this time, when you have him calling out Saban, and they had spent a lot of money on their defensive line, from what I was told. Although he said that they didn't spend money, that he just recruited them. He recruited them, but somebody spent money on him. That's how it works. Yeah, Paulie.
I do love the names of the collectives. There's a list. You can find them out there. These are there's more than one collective for each team, but like, the Texas One Fund is Texas. Mm-hmm. The House of Victory, guess what school they're related to? USC.
V for Victory.
Yep.
Okay. Fight on.
The Grove Collective is Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
The Country Roads Trust, Seton.
West Virginia.
Yeah. The Matador Club at Texas Tech.
Okay.
So they've all got these very cool, upstanding sounding names.
But I wonder does the government know how much money is in the collective? So you have to make everything.
Yes. According to all the things I'm reading, it is a business, a true business. Yeah. It's a funneling of, two athletes from corporations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Capital on the FUN. Funneling.
But the F in funneling.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how, these college coaches are like, can you help us here? Yeah, well, sure, we'll put it on the docket here. We got other things to worry about here, but we'll get around to that. Oh, can you imagine these politicians mispronouncing names? They get in front of, the media. That won't go well.
The worst part will actually be, though, they'll all be talking about their alma maters while they're doing this.
As a proud Bulldog, I just want to say.
Oh, God.
That's actual audio.
Yeah. Roll Tide.
Yeah. No, but seriously.
Yeah.
This is a serious issue.
Well, I'll bet you the different congressmen and senators, if this gets to them, have to be really cautious which side they come down on, depending, you know, if you're from Arkansas, if you're from South Carolina and you go the wrong way on a on the NIL, that may not play well with the home fans. That's, I mean, I know that's very, very obvious, but I could see them thinking that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's going to be a very brief conversation before any public. Coach, what do you want me to do here? Against the players? No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. These players are getting paid too much.
Coach, what do you say? Are we pro player on this one? No. Yeah. Oh, okay, no problem. Okay. Got it.
Jumbo Fishy, Nick Saban, we're on to you.
Just want to say Nick Saban. No, it's Saban. Nick it's Saban. Saban.
Oh, imagine him trying to pronounce some of the players' names.
No.
Well, Raekwon? It's Raekwon, idiot.
Yeah, that. Hopefully they don't go down that road. Nick Saban did talk about his quarterback and cake comparison between a good quarterback and a good cake.
We have three guys that are competing for that position right now. All those players are getting better, and it's important for us that all those players get better. I don't think anybody has actually separated themselves yet to this point, and I don't think it's something that we're trying to rush. I used the analogy earlier, you know, Grandma Saban used to bake the best cakes in the world, and I used to stand by the oven when I was a kid and say, when's this cake going to be done? When's this cake going to be done? And she said, if I don't let it go through and take it out of the oven too soon, it's going to turn to mush, so it won't be a really good cake. So I think we got to let this sort of develop and make sure we let the cake bake until somebody separates themselves.
That's Nick Saban. And, of course, being the great journalist that were there at SEC Media Day, they followed up with this.
Favorite cake. Want to know your favorite cake since you mentioned that?
Yeah, well, carrot cake. That's easy.
Okay, carrot cake.
It's a victory cake.
Polarizing answer, though. Polarizing.
Carrot cake?
That's one you're all, either all in or all out. No one's casual about carrot cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to go C-plus on the analogy, though, for Coach. he's a wordsmith. He's usually good at the podium. But I'm going to give him a generous C-plus on that analogy.
All right.
I disagree with Seton. Seton, I did not know what he meant about being patient at the quarterback position until he told me about his grandma's cooking.
About his grandma's
cake.
And
he really illuminated it for me. I'm a
C
student.
Now I get it.
Oh, wait a minute. He was talking about his quarterbacks. He has to let them go.
Yeah, they have to stay in the oven a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to be mush. Yes, Todd.
I was fully baked in college, actually.
But if you're too patient and wait too long, you lose a couple of games, season's over, you're out of the college football playoffs, so that's not quite the same as being in grandma's kitchen.
Well, if the cake gets burnt. You know. By the way, I have over-unders for Alabama this year, but I'm going to wait until after the break. It might surprise you. I have an over-under victories for Alabama this year, over-under USC this year. We'll take a break. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's gonna play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
And the pitch. And that ball is driven deep to right field. Home run, Jonah Heim. A line drive blast that sails over Margot and goes at least a half dozen rows up into the seats. 14th home run of the year for Jonah. And we've got some separation now. It's 5-0 Texas.
By the way, Jonah Heim leads baseball catchers in total bases, RBIs, ranks second among catchers in home runs, batting average, runs scored, extra base hits, slugging percentage, OPS. It's courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network. That's your play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They will double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. So cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. All right, according to DraftKings, over, under, Alabama wins next year. Well, this season. Anybody want to take a guess? I don't know how many games they play. They play 13? Maybe? Yes, Todd.
I'm going to go 10.5.
Blue!
What?
10.5 for Alabama. Over, under, USC this upcoming season. Let's start with you, Marvin.
11.5.
Paulie.
I'm going to go with first season. 10.5.
Seton O'Connor.
9.5.
10.
Ooh, even?
10
straight
even.
Straight up 10.
10 even.
Straight up?
Yeah. USC over under is at 10. Alabama, 10.5. Okay.
I had the USC schedule. Right. They open home with San Jose State that early August 26th. Don't sleep on weekend.
Ooh. Well, we're going to be in Ireland.
That's right. Oh, maybe we should have it on a little TV for Will Ferrell.
Well, that's right.
We probably shouldn't tell him.
He can miss the USC-San Jose State game.
Yeah.
Because they got the big Nevada matchup the next week.
Oh, yeah.
And then Stanford. Well, this could be a nice start for them. Arizona State, Colorado. Could be ugly there. And then Arizona. They do have Notre Dame mid-October.
At Notre Dame.
Correct.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Saucy. That could be fun.
Pat in Ohio joins us leading off the show. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to add a few things that I wasn't able to get in before, but I think you should start your tour and or at least end your tour back where it all began, either at Dayton or down there around Cincinnati, because I'm sure that you have folks that have been following you forever, and they'd love to see you back. And what came to my mind was that little bar you and your dad used to go to, because I had a similar experience with my dad, and I think that would be a wonderful location.
All right. Well, thank you, Pat. The pleasure in. But then my dad also had the American Legion. He had a couple of them. He had the American Legion and had the pleasure in. Got to sit at the bar back then.
Mm.
Yeah. Got to get up on that chair. Got a Fanta orange. Dad got a beer and a hook.
They frown upon that now, kids at the bar.
Yeah, they took away all the fun. Let's see. Craig in Louisville. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Since, you know, everyone's talking about locations of where you can do a show and, you know, taking road trips, I'd like you to consider my little hometown in Knightstown, Indiana. The only thing my little hometown has going for it is the elementary gymnasium. It's where Hoosiers was filmed, and it looks exactly the same as it did during the filming.
Well, thank you, Craig. Paulie's been there. But, you know, we're taking all of these under advisement. Seton is writing them down. And, you know, if we do a retirement tour, then we'll have some stops along the way. Yes, Seton.
Speaking of the retirement tour, we got a tweet here from Patrick.
Yeah.
So, hi, guys. Listening since the attic. Ooh. With the retirement tour unofficially beginning, can I ask you for your Expos pennant signed by all of you guys? Thanks. Gonna miss you guys. Patrick in Montreal.
Ooh.
Is there going to be a 4-year run on people? Yeah, the Expos pennants right over there.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
it is
I'm not.
Beautiful.
No, I'm not handing out this. I'm keeping all of this.
People want to know what's going to happen to this place in 4 and a half
years. Nothing. It's going to be this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a museum, and nobody's going to be allowed in. It's just me. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to do like mock radio shows. And I'll just sit
You're
here.
You're going to walk around rearranging things?
Yes.
As they slowly collect with dust?
Yeah, I'm just going to sit in here and fire up a microphone that nobody will hear.
Talk trash to people by yourself.
Though. Yeah. Like, yeah take that, Draymond Green. Yes, Todd.
Do you have to pay monthly rent for the museum starting 2028? Every month you'd have to pay just to keep this as is.
Yes, I do.
That's expensive.
Yeah. But they're memories, and they're meant to be cherished.
And those are invaluable.
Yes, they are. You can't put a price tag on a memory. Yes, Marv.
Would you do like special correspondent stuff on different events?
Like I'd be here in the man cave and then they
like,
would.
Say if Brian Gumbel, Real Sports. Hey, Dan, can you do a story on, you know, whatever?
Mm.
Would you come back and just do that, you know, 2-week, 3-week story?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll be up in Maine?
Yeah, I don't know where I'll be. Milford. I could be in Montana. I could be at Costa Rica with Giselle. I mean, there's a lot of options out there.
Golden Bachelor.
Golden Bachelor. Yeah. My wife goes, what is the Golden Bachelor? And you're not a bachelor. I go, I know. It was just a line, hon. I just threw it out there. She goes, yeah, I know, but people think that you're single. I go, no, they don't think I'm single. All the single ladies do. Yes, Paulie.
What if you did like a fantasy camp here? You know, just keep everything here and you have kids who want to get into the radio business. They come here, they do a day, they bring their parents, they could stay in the back in the RV and generate some revenue.
Okay.
You know, they could take pictures. It's like a fantasy camp.
All right. That's a good idea.
Less work for you, more income.
Yeah. We like that.
Yeah.
Mr. Patrick, do you need to have all that stuff scattered all over your desk to be a good broadcaster?
Get booted from the camp.
How did that sound, Todd?
Mr. Patrick, you need to be a hoarder to be a
Chris in Rhode Island joins us. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Well, you signed your extension into retirement.
Yes, I did.
You did. And I think everybody is overlooking the positive side of it, including you. You know, it overshadows your career if you're focusing on a retirement tour. It's a long way from Ball State, and I did not see any press releases saying that. You make more than Saquon Barkley. Did you ever think back at Ball State, when you were hooping, you would make more than a running back in the professional football league?
Well, I didn't go to Ball State. No, I went to Dayton.
I thought the retirement tour was going to Indiana.
Well, I still didn't go to Ball State.
No more than any of us are, pal.
Yeah, Chris. I didn't go to Ball State.
Why would we go? No offense to Indiana. But why would we go to
Ball State. Where it all began.
And why do you keep ripping Ball State day after day? Enough of that.
So yeah, how much did you score again?
Yeah. Dan Dockage went to Indiana. David Letterman went to Ball State. I went to Dayton. Anywho, hour two on the way. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.